Okay, and I remember a few years, well, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I think it was Ryan said that the mainstream attitude of indie bands was a bigger threat than global warming. How,
Right.
as a group, how do you view the indie music scene at the present?
Well, it's just dead, really, I guess. I mean, it's kind of funny how seriously people took that, because we made a lot of like off-the-cuff comments, and you know that we there's always been an element of absurdity and subversion to what we do, because I think a lot of our favorite bands came from a definitely from a left field perspective, where it's like you don't take everything too seriously, and you don't really we never expected to be in a position where people actually even listened to what we said anyway. So a few off-the-cuff remarks were just blown out of proportion. But yeah, I mean, now it's kind of dead. It's like a moot point. I think that there's some good bands coming through, but they're operating on a different level now. It's much more do-it-yourself. It seems like the bands that are doing well, as far as you know, in the category of indie rock, are pretty much self-funded. They're definitely not these major label hype bands anymore. So that's good to see. It's good to see that people have taken the initiative to just still, you know, create their own scene rather than wait for, you know, the guys in suits to commodify the youth, you know.
Yeah, because yous were very much a do-it-yourself kind of band for years before really things really took off with that third album.
Yeah, originally, yeah. And I think the reason why we spent a lot of time talking about that was because we were scared that we were going to be perceived as being part of that trend that happened in the mid 2000s. You know, like I was scared that people were going to think that we were just another major label indie rock fad or whatever, and we just wanted to make sure that people were aware of where we came from, just because people were less aware of it, because it was more of an underground thing at that point. But yeah, we got kind of a stigma for talking about that, but we were just trying to set the record straight. We didn't want to be pigeonholed with a lot of things that we weren't necessarily comfortable with, you know.